This goes to Dr. Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I. Fax 866-419-3504. Regarding Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Watkins is W-A-T, like Tom, K-I-N-S, hyphen, Armstrong, capital A-R-M-S-T-R-O-N-G. Date of birth, May 14th of 1957. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a consultation for Ms. Watkins Armstrong, who was sent for evaluation of proteinuria. She has a history of lithium treatment since 1998 for bipolar disorder, and she's very stable on the lithium and feeling well, and that is managed by her psychiatrist, Dr. Alan, A-L-A-N, Rosenbaum, R-O-S-E-N, B like boy, A-U-M like Mary, in Farmington Hills, Michigan. She's not had any recent hospitalizations or procedures for psychiatric reasons. She does have a history of neuromuscular bladder dysfunction and had an interstim bladder pacemaker placed about 3 years ago. And that is managed by Dr. Schumann, S-C-H-U-C-H-M-A-N. And that seems to be helping her urinary incontinence and ability to empty her bladder. She denies any headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations. She does have edema of the lower extremities without ulcerations, discoloration, excessive coldness, or numbness. No current cough, wheezing, or sputum production. She does have dyspnea on exertion. That is stable. She's had a long history of anemia and hypothyroidism. Also tremors that are controlled with medication. And she does have known sleep apnea that is well controlled with her CPAP device. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena. She has had a history of UTIs, but the last one was more than a year ago, and it was treated fully with antibiotic therapy. And she does have a history of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Past medical history is significant for the neuromuscular bladder dysfunction, COPD, asthma, anemia, hypothyroidism, essential tremors, restless leg syndrome, bipolar disorder, depression, anxiety, peripheral artery disease, osteopenia, obstructive sleep apnea, hypertension, degenerative arthritis, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, coronary artery disease. past surgical history, she's had a tonsillectomy, an appendectomy, bunionectomy, a right foot arch reconstruction, left knee arthroscopic surgery in 2015, and placement of the interstim, I-N-T-E-R-S-T-I-M, like Mary, bladder pacemaker approximately 3 to 4 years ago. Social history, the patient is married, lives with her husband. She is retired. She quit smoking in 1998. She denies alcohol use or illicit drug use. Family history is significant for hypertension, alcohol abuse, kidney disease, diabetes, thyroid disease, stroke, and coronary artery disease. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. She does have allergies to dust, mold, mildew, and cats, though. Medications, she's on amiloride, 5 milligram, 2 in the morning and 1 in the evening. That is for protection of her kidneys from chronic lithium therapy. And Silostazol is C-I-L-O-S-T-A-Z-O-L, 50 milligram twice a day. Finasteride, 2.5 milligram daily. Klonopin, 0.5 milligram at bedtime. Synthroid, 25 microgram daily. Lithium carbonate, 450 milligram once daily. Mirapex, 3.5 milligram at bedtime. Indrol, 10 milligram three times a day. R-I-L-U-T-E-K, 50 milligram one twice a day. Zyprexa, 10 milligram daily. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Cranberry capsule, 500 milligram daily. Multivitamin daily. Glucosamine, 1,500 milligram twice a day. Melatonin is 5 milligram at bedtime. Selenium, 200 microgram daily. Vitamin B complex daily. Vitamin D, 2,000 units, two capsules daily. Vitamin E, 400 international units daily. And zinc, 50 milligram once daily. She does not use any oral, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical examination, height is 64 inches, weight 202 pounds, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff 120 over 78, pulse is 90, oxygen saturation is 91% on room air. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no ascites. Extremities, she has non-pitting edema of ankles bilaterally with brisk capillary refill, 2 plus pedal pulses bilaterally. In labs and diagnostic studies, she had a kidney ultrasound and bladder ultrasound April 27th of 2022. Right kidney was 12.6 centimeters with a simple cyst, no hydronephrosis, no renal calculi. Left kidney was 10.3 centimeters with a simple cyst and multiple left renal calculi without hydronephrosis. And the urinary bladder was unremarkable. And labs, most recent lab studies were done July 6th of 2022. Creatinine is 1.0. Estimated GFR is 56. June 2nd, 22, creatinine 1.1, GFR 50. 3/25 of 22, creatinine 0.9, estimated GFR greater than 60. March 2nd, 22, creatinine 1, GFR 56. June 7th, 2021, creatinine is 1.0, GFR 56. And 3/19 of 2021, creatinine 1.1 and GFR is 50. Electrolytes are normal. Sodium 140, potassium 4.6. Carbon dioxide is 19, actually slightly low. Calcium is 10, albumin 4.4, alkaline phosphatase 184, AST is 50, ALT is 58. Lithium level July 6th of 2022 is 0.5. Urinalysis, 1 plus blood, negative for protein. The 24-hour urine for protein showed microscopic proteinuria at 0.53. And hemoglobin is 14.2 on July 6th this year. Normal platelets, white count is 13.3. Ionized calcium was done June 2nd, 2022, and that was slightly elevated at 5.27. And intact parathyroid hormone was 83.6. Her urine volume for 24 hours with the 24-hour protein collection was 3,800 milliliters. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease. That has been stable over the last 2 years. She does have microscopic proteinuria and polyuria, most likely secondary to chronic lithium treatment. She is going to discuss possibly being able to taper off the lithium with her psychiatrist. She is stable mentally, so and kidney function is also stable, so that will be entirely up to the psychiatrist. We did advise her to continue to drink fluids to protect her kidneys, and if she becomes ill with vomiting and diarrhea, and if she is unable to speak for herself, her family should notify the hospital or emergency department that she needs to stay hydrated with IV fluids to protect her kidneys, as long as she is on the lithium. We'd like her to have lab studies done every 3 months. She will follow a low-salt diet. She'll avoid oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory agents. She'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.